I know, but I'd prefer it when he does a countdown. Come on. Where was you? I don't know where we are right now. Are we live?
Live.
I didn't hear a fucking countdown.
We are live. I thought, fuck you and your countdown.
How
are we both?
Yeah, not bad, actually.
Yeah, good. Not bad, actually. How are you?
I'm not so sure about you not being bad. I'm okay. I think we got away with one, but we'll go into that. And we're still Lucas. So he's still chasing Asian girls around Japan.
Just a quick message for Luke. Spurs are shit.
Well, let's talk about Spurs whilst he's not here and their shit result. Another one, another home loss. With one of the best centre-backs in the world playing as well. I don't know what's going wrong with them. Their goalkeeper is a joke at times as well. I'm happy to see it.
I bet you fucking are.
Not a bad thing at all.
To go two down in 7 minutes. Fucking abysmal. And you're at home. And I can't actually remember the second goal, but that first goal, the defending was so poor.
And the second one is the goalkeeper coming way off, like, out of his line. Not just hoofing it and getting it out.
What's he doing?
And then it's a good finish by Harry Wilson.
He's got an open goal.
Yeah, he's got an open goal. I don't understand, he's not a great goalkeeper in my opinion. But it's the best they've got, isn't he? I suppose. So
they need the coach that came to Chelsea. working miracles.
Your goalkeeper today was good stops. Made some good stops today. They've got Newcastle next, so away from home. I mean, they're better away from home, but could we see Thomas Frank as the next manager to be set? What do you reckon?
Two weeks ago, you said it was too soon.
I don't, yes.
But they are on
they're a second club.
Small run.
And they're a second club.
I'd love to hear Luke's reaction to this right now. Like, surely not, but you never know, dear, with him.
He's having digs at the fans. The fans are booing, booing their own players, booing their.
It's the same thing. Every manager that comes in, Conte did the same, Mourinho did the same. You start seeing the roots and the weeds in the background, and even the greatest of managers are going, it ain't fucking worth it, yeah. It does seem like it's a matter of time.
I'd be surprised. I still stand by the saying the other days that they're not a million miles away from the fourth position. It's not doom and gloom. This season there's going to be a lot of points dropped by teams. So I think it would be mad to, and I think he's a very good coach. So, but I don't think he's going to play the way the fans want Tottenham to play.
The Tottenham way.
Yeah, like they want Ange Ball, but they don't want the league position of Ange Ball. So, it's interesting. It's an interesting one for them, and I'm here for the ride. So.
What's going to happen first? Thomas Frank gets sacked, or Luke gets back in the UK?
My money's still on Luke, but
it's a double fixture. Jesus,
yeah. Who knows? Yeah, they get two bad results. Yeah, he could be gone. Either of you want to chuck anything else out there about Tottenham? I mean, we're not touching on the game greatly because we don't need to.
I wanted to have a little dig, but more so because of our game today. That's how a derby
should be
played.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Spurs were just not in it against you the other day. They're just looking a bit, but it's not even to not even turn up against your biggest rivals bad enough, but it's all these other games in between. What they've won, one in what, seven?
And
in
it's
all games?
To be fair to them, they went 2-0 up against, or they went ahead twice against PSG. So you think, okay, that should start to give them a bit of confidence. We can score goals. We can create chances against one of the best teams in Europe at the moment. But I just, yeah, I don't know. They just, they're going two up front as well. So they try a different, it just doesn't work. Just, yeah, I don't know.
I think that within that team, though, like where, with their league position last year and stuff like that, I think there probably is a small amount of pressure that the players are probably feeling, like to be able to perform. And I feel like maybe in the Champions League, they're feeling a little bit more confident and stuff like that. I know they didn't win the game, but they at least like made chances, got some goals, that kind of thing against a top level competitor. But yeah, like Mitch said, against Arsenal, they didn't even turn up. I didn't really see the game from yesterday, but I can assume that they probably didn't turn up against Fulham either, because that's just what Spurs do. Definitely didn't
in the first 10 minutes, did they? So.
No. Mm-hmm. So there is probably a little bit of pressure there, I think, but it's with the players, I mean, yeah, it's Luke said in the chat yesterday that the players aren't good enough. I'm not even sure that's true. I think they've got some good players.
Yeah, I said it earlier in the season, like their league position last year was like it's a false truth. Like their league positioning, they're miles better than that. The season before, they would have said top four with not too dissimilar squads. Mm. Yes, they've lost Son, but their team is better than the losses they've had. I'm with you, Bob. I don't think that squad's not that bad. They are missing some key players. Not that that's an excuse. You're not allowed that excuse this season. So, I just don't think they're not getting what the manager wants from them. Mm. The manager can't be blamed for individual mistakes from Vicario, but that second goal, you can't put that on the manager. That is all got to be on the goalkeeper and his decision making. Like, yep. Just fucking welly the ball into Rosette. Mm. Like, it's bonkers. So, again, I'm not sad about it. long may it continue. So, with that, Bob, do you want to take us away with Liverpool, West Ham? You usually get done by Liverpool, so no difference.
No difference. And do I have to? Because it was such a shit game. Like, I'm not going to, I always get had a go out for saying it was the shittest game I've ever seen, but it's got to be up there. I feel like there's definitely a, what do you call it? I don't know what you call it. I think West Ham are the obvious reason why they're always the shittest game that I've ever seen, right? Because it's West Ham that are playing. So, I mean, the first half, what a shit. It was just shit. What a shit game. Like, Liverpool didn't look good. There was the game as a whole just lacked rhythm, any quality, really, even in the first half. Like, you look at Liverpool's team, and, like, you know, I know you said we normally get turned over by Liverpool. I was not impressed with them in this game, really.
I think that's the story of their season, yeah. Like, everyone's worried about when they get going, but they just don't look like they're going to get going.
No. I think today, I don't really know what we were trying to do. It was kind of like we didn't want to get beat. I think we gave them a bit too much credit, to be honest, especially in the first half. I think if we got at them in the first half, we probably could have, you know, scored maybe one or two, really. But we didn't really play like that. I think we just looked a little bit scared of them, didn't want to lose. The quality was just shocking, to be honest with you, in the first half especially.
And then Lucas Paqueta. Mate, he's definitely...
He's got a bet on that, hasn't he?
He's got some dodgy fucking betting thing going sure.
What the hell was he doing?
He wanted the yellow card. And then that second yellow card, he's like, yeah, I've done my job now. Yeah, all the family get paid. Yeah.
And it looked like a sarcastic clap, didn't it? But to me, I'm thinking he's clapping that, like, thank you.
He's clapping himself. I've done good here. Yeah.
What's that? 250 grand I've just won. Brilliant. I mean, what a stupid thing that was.
And at 1-0, you are still in that game. Right? I know it's only 5 minutes left, but to do that at 1-0 is just fucking mental.
Yeah,
it's mental.
It's just and to be honest, like I said, we had chances, and if he stayed on the pitch, I mean, to be honest, like I said, the game kind of lacked quality anyway, but you kind of think if you're going to get something from a creative point of view, he's the player that's probably going to give you it. You know, he's likely to do something out of nowhere when everyone else is slacking a little bit. So, yeah, that was a real shame. Idiotic, to be honest. Now he's obviously out for, United. So...
And he might get more. Like, the way he behaved, he might get more than a one match ban for that. Like,
yeah. I mean, I hope... I don't know what to think about it because, as much as he's a good player, you kind of almost just... Even if he's from your own team, you kind of almost just want to see him be punished for that kind of shit, don't you? Because it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Given what he has done in the past and his performances aren't consistent, he's the kind of player I'd be done with. I don't know if I stomach watching it or wanting to watch him again, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I know he's got class about him, but he's just not consistent. Stupid things like that, man.
It seemed so random as well, because it's not like it was, from what I've heard about the Arsenal Chelsea game, I haven't seen all of that, but that seemed quite fiery and, you know, pretty much from the off. But our game wasn't like that. It was quite slow paced. It wasn't really much about it. No one looked particularly bothered. So it was so random. It's like,
and the referee gave him so many chances to just piss off as well.
And he had Bowen was saying, shut the fuck up, basically. And he's basically saying, like, just carrying on. Like, yeah, it's just complete, I don't know.
It's bonkers. It's just...
Like an idiot.
Head's gone.
Yeah. Prick. the two goals, really, I mean, there was obviously we were going to let Isak score.
Yeah,
I mean, to be honest,
you just didn't clear your lines, right? Like, it's a good finish, this goal, but you just didn't get the ball. Like, you had a chance to get the ball away and you didn't.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, it was just very slow to react. And I think that, to be honest, that was pretty much the story of our game, really. Like, it was just, there didn't seem to be any, quality, I guess, in any area of the pitch. And when we did have chances, we didn't capitalise on them. It was just a bit of a shame. I do think on another day, if we were playing better or we went at Liverpool, like I say, we could have got a result out of that game, I think, anyway. I don't even know. I feel like Ariola could have done a little bit better than that Isak chance. I know he did kind of get him, but he saw it early, Clive. He saw it early. I don't want to sound like Mitch here.
I think he made a couple good saves as well. I think you're doing him a bit...
Yeah, no, to be honest, he literally saved us the point against Bournemouth, and also, yeah, he made a fair amount of good saves. But with all that,
my
expectations are a little bit higher, aren't they? No, because we didn't want to lose, and we did. So, yeah. It's just, I'd be angrier if it wasn't Liverpool and I just wasn't expecting any points at all. So, but I would prefer it if the team kind of thought like they were going to get some points.
Hopefully you turn up for the City game like I said last weekend. Like, just the Liverpool one, that can go. Turn up for City.
Clive, I'm just going to manage your expectations right now.
Oh, there's no expectations. Good. It'd just be nice if you tried, you know?
Yeah, well, I think even that is, again, managing your expectations. I don't think trying is an option either. I mean, we didn't get any points. Fuck it, really, you know. Yeah. Right, let's just move on.
I feel like you went into the game expecting to lose, so you never really... It was lackadaisical, you never really went for it.
Yeah.
Not a shot on target. That's fucking outrageous.
But like I say, it'd be nice if the team felt like we were going to... Like, I feel like the whole fan base... thought we were going to lose.
But doesn't that not make the atmosphere in the stadium dead?
And the atmosphere in the stadium is dead anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just...
It would need West Ham to score an early goal to make that atmosphere start to rock.
Well, even then, I think it probably goes for about 5 minutes. And then it's, yeah, and then it's just dead again. Well, there ain't even fucking any pubs around there. That's the fucking problem with the stadium. It's this shit, honestly.
I mean, that's the problem.
Yes. Yeah,
there it is.
There it is.
There's no pubs nearby.
Yes, back to Upton Park, please.
Carl, it's gone, mate.
I'd rather pay on like concrete or the compound.
It might give you an advantage.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, if we hadn't got those previous three results, I'd probably be fucking well angry, but I'm not. So, you know, let's just get over it. We'll go against Man United.
On to the next one.
Yeah, on to the next one.
I mean, United is starting to pick up a bit of steam, so it's not going to be an easy game, United.
No, but I think we'll probably feel like playing against them a little bit more. I don't think they'll give them as much respect as what we gave Liverpool. I don't even know why you would at the moment.
But. You are exactly what Liverpool needed right now.
Yeah.
The exact team that Liverpool needed to play was West Ham.
Brilliant. Always happy to help.
Anything to add, Mitch?
Nah, fuck West Ham. They're like middle class wolves, aren't they?
Are you dumb?
Middle class wolves.
Middle class. Well, there's not too much. No, I mean, there's a good 9 points between them, but that's it.
Let's look at it. Look at the state of that.
17th.
Yeah. Just nice. About goal difference.
Yeah.
And it's just because of goals scored.
And Leeds will go above you midweek.
Have they got midweek?
They got Chelsea.
They're the games that we would fucking lose.
Well, you haven't got your best player either.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who's the best player? Nicholas Jackson?
Yeah, they haven't got him either. They ain't got him either. Right, Mitchell, you can open it up with Chelsea, Arsenal. You as a home team, go.
you're fucking laughing at it. I was very much looking forward to this game, almost like I was when it was Arsenal Spurs the week before, because I was like, yeah, give me a feisty derby. Obviously, Spurs let that down. So it was up to us to pick up that mantle. And straight from the whistle, it was a feisty match. Because you kicked off and Joao Pedro, he just goes running up, pushes his defender over. I fucking loved that. I was like, yes, that's exactly what I want to see. Spiciness, get in their faces, get people fucking wound up. And it was like that for the whole game. But
I think we wound you up more than you wound us up.
Well, you fucking started to, and you were winding me up as well, because it was...
You were winding me up, because, like, after the red card, every little thing, your players are rolling around, fucking holding their face.
Hey, listen, hey.
Fucking wanting to equalise. Doing exactly the same.
So yous were already doing that, and at the end of the first half, who was it, Odegaard, I think it was?
No, he came in the second half.
Oh, yes. And he did one in the second half, but I'll get to that later.
He did.
I can't remember who it was, but end of the first half, I think.
Probably Marino. Marino does
a slight brush. And he went down, he's just trying to get someone sent off.
But at the same time, that's exactly why Hiccupy got a yellow card, because your player went down holding his face for nothing.
Chalobah?
Whoever it was. Fucking.
Did you not see the size of the bump that was on his face? It was out here. It was bigger than his face. It was massive.
It wasn't a yellow card.
It wasn't a foul, yeah, because it was because he's jumping up with his arms. But he's got a third fucking face.
A third face?
It was massive. It was a cut on it. It was like a boxing match. But yeah, I mean, the whole game I was over the moon with. And when we went down to 10 men, we then played exactly how I thought the game would play out if it was still 11v11 before the kickoff. That's what I envisaged with my prediction. Thank you very much. But we were just on it. And but why?
What was your prediction again?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we can't spoil it, can we?
Cut that,
sorry.
I mean,
the feistiness perhaps didn't go in our favour because of Caicedo. Because
See, my opinion is the referee set up to ruin the game, number one. Like, there was a couple of little moments, and, like, again, this isn't a woe it's me, but I think the first booking was to an to Zubimendi for doing exactly what Cucurella had done to Saka and got away with it. So I think he already set the tempo.
Yeah, and there were three yellows in that, 10 minutes.
Yeah, very quickly on challenges he either could have let go or he should have pulled up. Because there's another one, I think, one of your players, I can't remember who it was, but he played on for a shoulder to shoulder and it was just a shoulder in the back. It wasn't shoulder to shoulder. And then again, later on in the game, he didn't give you a free kick for the exact same thing. And it's just like, you can see he wants to have his mark on the game, the ref. Which
I did think that. It was almost like he was slowing it down a little bit with those three yellows so early on. I'm glad it didn't slow things down because just you want them sort of games. You want a bit of argy-bargy and a bit of feistiness, but like
as you said as well, like I absolutely like that is the derby that you'd expect Tottenham to put themselves out to. That is what you'd expect from the game last weekend. But I suppose, and this is going to be exactly what it is dig at Tottenham. They're not a contender. They don't have that mentality at the moment, and maybe. Look. maybe the Arsenal Chelsea game was a bit more feisty because they actually want to compete on the same level. Not that we are on the same level at the moment, but they both want to be competing on the same level.
Like even last year, we had a 1-1 last year.
1-1 at your place again, yeah.
And it's the same. Like we were definitely not in contention last year, the same thing. Is you want to? I'd say you are probably now. Because of the last 20 years, the feistiest of the rival games.
The closest
Chelsea
rival
Arsenal
for us.
There's
bitterness because of the way that Chelsea spent money and stole Cashico. And that bitterness has gone on to the pitch. The teams don't like to play each other. They don't want to play. Well, they want to play each other, but they want to kick each other as well.
I mean, not to mention that Arsenal are just a team full of shit houses as well, to be fair. I think that might be another issue.
For sure. But then Chelsea are as well. Cucurella's a shit house.
No, but Cucurella, he's a shit house above all shit houses, isn't he?
Yeah.
Up with everyone else. So I actually find the rest of the Chelsea team, other than Cole Palmer and his stupid fucking voice.
Rhys James is a shit house. And Rhys James was exceptional today. He was superb today. But even Casado, when he's on the pitch, he's a shit. You've got Enzo Fernandez, shit house. You've got that about you as well.
Yeah, but Arsenal just do it in a way that's more shithousery. I don't know why.
It's more dickheadery. I'll tell you exactly
that's
why.
That's it, dickheadery.
Because dickheadery. That's the word I was looking for. You were trying to slow the game down, I feel like, in the first half. Obviously, try and take the sting out of the crowd a little bit. I understand that.
Yeah, and you were a lot better. You started. You were the whole game, you were the better team.
But you know that throw-in that you had? In I can't remember. It was in the first
Timber.
Half. I can't remember.
Timber creeping up.
Oh, and it was taking ages as well. And you could hear the crowd level. They're getting higher. And then the ref was like, "Right, you're fucking taking the piss now." And then it was ours.
And then you did the same thing. You creeped up. You took your time.
Yeah,
you creeped
up. Quick. That's the difference.
I don't think you did it quick.
Just fucking go. Off we go. Arsenal, you get every fucking millisecond you can. You dirty little bastards. We're talking dirty little bastards. Casado sending off.
Ooh,
that's where I say the feistiness. I hate at the moment, isn't it? Because the whole game was played like that.
Yeah.
The challenge didn't need to happen.
No.
He didn't need to go in like that. And he certainly wasn't trying to do it maliciously.
I think the moment is bigger than him. And it was just a late challenge. I initially thought it was a yellow card, but on replays, seeing it as many times as you do,
it looks more like
a red card.
Did you hear the comments Sturridge and Walcott made at half-time? And they were basically saying something similar. It's like they thought it was yellow. If you play it in real motion, it's a yellow. If you play it slowed down for VAR, it's a red. But then at what point is it like, well, did the ref make a mistake? Because if he's seeing it, what everyone else is seeing in real time, that's a yellow. Leave mm-hmm. it to the ref, you play on. Or do you slow it down and make it like the worst it can possibly look, and then it's a red?
You're no, you slow yes, it down. Because the point is that, like, them fucking challenges, like, as much as we want the game to be, you know, like normal.
It's an ankle breaker challenge.
Yeah, you don't want them challenges in football. So hopefully it's a deterrent to people.
But if it is one of them where it is, he's not trying to be malicious. He is going in for the ball, but the player taps it away from just at the last second.
I just think when your studs are coming down on someone's ankle, which is how it happened, mm-hmm. it's going to be a red card.
You know what I'm saying now, though, don't you?
Go on.
Chelsea Spurs. Bentancur.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Like,
same thing.
The consistency doesn't happen. Like, mm. My thought, when it happened, and then they said Chelsea have had 6 red cards this season already, or whatever it was, I was like, this is like, and it was, they are Arsenal 3 years ago. If that was Granit Xhaka, it would have been a red card. Like, it just made me feel not sorry for Chelsea. I'm never going to feel sorry for Chelsea.
But it
just made me think they have got a bit of that about them at the moment. Maybe it's the players, but it just, yeah, I was like,
I don't mind it though. I'd rather, all right, yeah, you're going to get your odd fair share of fucking red cards and suspensions, but I like it. I like seeing it. I like seeing the fight and the feistiness.
When
Madueke come on, obviously the crowd's going to get on him. And then I think it was Fernandez and someone else. he tried to take a shot. It got blocked and we booted it away and they both fucking went right into it.
Yeah,
like
that. Fafana, it was. Yeah.
It was Fafana, yeah.
And it's just, and that's it. You've got shithousery about it.
Yeah, again, I mean, I'd like to see it.
But other than that, like, I mean, as I say, I think you guys, we were lucky. I think we come away from that game, even up until the 10 men. Like, your goal was a decent goal. Mm. But before the red card, I thought you were.
It was.
I thought you was a much better team before the red card. Yeah. And then I think the goal hurt you a little bit because I still think you was the better team to start the second half. But then you got the goal and sat back. You did then try to get out on the counter and you looked, if there was probably smarter decisions at times, you could have got a second goal, I thought, on the counter. There's a moment where it's all the Chelsea players were flooding forward and it's maybe 6-on-3.
And he went,
I think it was Pedro Neto. No, Pedro Neto had a shot. And it's just you've got options and you're just doing that. Like,
yeah, I think the only thing as well with that, after the goal, he made a couple of changes. I think it was Garnacho.
Garnacho come on for Estevano.
Yeah, and then Delap came on.
Delap looked decent for Gio Pedro. Yeah.
And he did, but it's going to be a different style of play, isn't it? He's going to be more hold up.
But even that, like, Gio Pedro was doing that very well. Like, I think he won a lot of headers against Mosquera and Akipi. And as I said before the game, like, you've got a chance here because it is a defence that hadn't played much together. And I think you did, you saw that and you played that well. Again, because Casado's kind of cost you 3 points, in my opinion. I think you would have beaten us if you kept 11 men on the pitch today.
Oh, I mean, who knows? Who knows? Schrodinger's cat, I think that's the right saying. Because even with 10 men, I was genuinely worried it would really affect the game and it would kill it. And then it would be all Arsenal and we'd sit back. And then you'd score in the 90th and win it 1-0 or whatever. That's how I thought it was going to go, but it didn't. We were still in it. If you came in late and you didn't look at the fucking top, you'd think it was still 11-11.
You would,
you didn't think.
I think Chelsea was super impressive. They've learned to play with 10 men now, clearly.
yeah.
I think there was,
I forget that that's another red card on their tablet for this
another
season.
Red
Fuck
card.
Me. They've got to be going for a fucking.
We love
get
it.
Get Paqueta in your team. It'll get you there.
Instead of the golden boot and all that, you should get the golden card.
I did think Arsenal should have got the ball down the right more because I think Cucurella was struggling.
He was struggling against Saka. He was struggling.
But then in the second half, Saka made a couple of bad decisions, taking a couple of shots, like when he should have probably crossed the ball.
Yeah, of course.
But again, it was a Saka assist for Mourinho. And one of the things that Arsenal fans and I think other fans should give Mourinho a bit more credit, because the guy has done an insane job for us up top for a player that's a midfielder. He scores big goals for us when we need them.
Was it Mourinho or someone else right near the death? And I thought, fucking hell, they're going to steal it right at the end. But I think
Timber took off of Jokeres's head.
He was scoring that.
It was a Madueke cross as well.
I was shitting myself. I was like, please don't let Madueke have anything to do with this. Fucking kill me.
Should have bought two strikers.
Well, we had another striker on the bench as well, didn't we? His first game back on the bench for God knows how long.
Is it Jesus?
Jesus was on the bench.
Fucking hell, I've got all that.
Jesus.
I think a point is probably a fair result given the way the game went in the end.
And I was going to say, because you know you were saying, you don't have your two centre-backs. He's trying to get that fucking excuse in early.
But then
I feel like it levelled itself out because we got sending off.
I'm not using it as an excuse, but I'm using it as a reason for Chelsea to go at Arsenal. But you've got two unproven centre-halves playing together, a partnership that hasn't played much. That, to me, if I was an opposition team, I think, oh, this is a chance here.
I feel like with Chelsea, we have that every week.
Yeah, you do, but you're used to it. That's the difference.
We get so many fucking in and out of the back. Jesus Christ.
Arsenal are very used to having Gabriel Saliba play. So, I was hoping
Palmer, you know, you were saying about how you have little digs at Palmer and then he'd come on for 10 minutes.
Win the game, fuck yeah.
I think if we didn't have the red, he probably would have come on, but it didn't make sense to do it in the second half.
Like, he's not a workhorse player either. Like, he's not one that will just keep going and going.
Because who are you going to take off? You're going to take off Fernandes or Gusto and put James at right back? You're not going to do that. It's not
and
worth
say,
it.
James, for, like, I don't know who got man of the match, but he was my man of the match.
He's so good. But again, Sanchez, he's growing on me. He's... The last few games, he's massive improvement. And his distribution, so quick now, getting that ball out. And it's not stupid throwing out or kicking out and just going off.
Famous last words, laser get hat trick off of him.
Yeah. But it's not, at least there are signs of improvement week in, week out.
I think the whole thing for Chelsea, like, that is a good marker for Chelsea as a team. Like, you've done something only a few teams. Like, you were the better team against us, and I don't think there's anything I can say that about all season. So far this season, I've generally thought we've been the best team in most games, and we've been very equal in the City game and the Liverpool game. But other than that, I don't think we were lucky to get away with that result against the 10-man team. Like, that's got to be something Chelsea build on, really.
That is the thing. I'm very happy 1-0. I'd have been happy 1-0 before the game, but 10 men, phew, fucking hell. I don't know, maybe Arsenal should have done more to punish us when we were down to 10, but the crowd was so loud.
The players were
so up for it.
That's the thing. You boys looked up like, I'm not going to say even the things like the Champions League. You had an extra day's rest. I don't think that comes into it. Like, I think we're both buzzing from Champions League results.
I was going to say both of us, because we had such a good game against Barcelona. Yeah.
So, again, you want to build from that. You want to keep pushing on. Like, Rice was superb today. Like, Rice was probably our best player. Saka was very good. Timber was solid again. Like, Timber is, but even that, like, Calafiori, his yellow card, that's such a soft yellow card to get. Like, he just didn't need to do it. Both centre halves got yellow cards early, so they were like stepping on eggshells the whole entire game. But yeah, I just, hats off to Chelsea. They impressed me. Like, Reece James is superb.
I love Reece James. Honestly, what a guy. I think he might be my favourite Chelsea player. I think Caicedo is the most important Chelsea player.
Oh, I'm so happy.
He's
going to
be fucking out, but I love James.
He should get another match suspension for faking the injury when he fucking done Marina as well.
No, he went in so fucking hard. Oh. He's probably pulled his
Achilles. And then looked shocked when he got booked as well. Like, when it was a yellow card, yeah. He was like, what? I'm getting a yellow card?
You've got to play the part.
Shithousery.
Sort of downplay it.
Shithousery.
Yeah, but we're not trying to fucking kill the time like a fucking arse.
Oh, you fucking arse. Are. He's faking an injury for how long?
Well, that's VAR though. They're going to be.
No, checking. No, he was faking the injury the whole time. Like,
because he didn't want to get sent off.
So,
yeah.
Everyone can talk about time wasting. You'll do it yourself. So. In the bin.
You're the fucking worst.
Get in the bin. Bob, any thoughts on the game? Any differences of opinions? You've been shaking and nodding your head a bit.
No, not really. Any differences of opinion I said along the way, really. And Chelsea are annoyingly quite good. He's obviously got something going, isn't he? Maresca. So hopefully yous don't do the whole
They're sacking if he don't win anything this year, and that will be done.
Yeah.
The whole team will be changed again. Spend another £1 billion on players.
I think that's the worst part about it. It takes a couple of years. The whole team changes. It's just not worth it.
No, because I've
always...
It works for us. It works for us every single time
it does. That, unfortunately, it does. I don't like it unless we get trophies.
You're a classless club. You're a fucking classless club still.
Yeah.
Nah, fucking, we've won it all, mate.
Apparently so.
You heard the crowd.
I did. anything else, Mitch?
I don't think so. I just, maybe the Gyökeres challenge at the end.
I think he's the
entitled
right
to go for
it. Yeah, he has to go for it. Mm.
I thought Sanchez,
brave,
first of all, great save.
Yeah.
And then to get up and get there before him, because I thought Gyökeres.
Yeah, he's in here. He's in here. Yeah.
It's like, oh.
And that's like, I was calling for Gyökeres to come on a little bit sooner. But I can't fault Arteta for his subs recently. He's smashed it with his subs quite a lot recently. It'd be interesting to see if Gyökeres now starts midweek or if he eases them back. Because we've got Brentford next.
Are we both playing Wednesday?
I think so, yeah. I think West Ham are the odd ones again with their fucking days.
With Thursday and Sunday.
Thursday, Sunday, yeah. And Tottenham and Tuesday, maybe. Oh.
Yeah, we're both Wednesday.
Yeah, so Tottenham Tuesday, yeah, we're Wednesday. West Ham Thursday. And then Chelsea, we're both Saturday. Oh, the early kickoff Saturday. Well, I know what I'm going to be doing hungover.
Yeah.
Honours even this week. London is neutral.
London is neutral. Yeah. Certainly not fucking Clara or White.
No, that's for fucking sure. That is for fucking sure. And on that note, let's move into Man versus AI, Mitchell. It's going to be a short episode this week. Do the noise. Man
versus AI. Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Thank you very much. Oh, I like that noise, Bob.
That's a new one.
Oh, it's another great idea you've got there, Bob.
Thank you.
For fuck's sake.
Right. AI predicted for the matches just gone. 2-1 to Arsenal against Chelsea, got 0 points. 2-0 Tottenham Fulham, got 0 points. 3-1 Liverpool West Ham, got 1 point. Bob predicted 3-1 Liverpool, got 1 point. Luke predicted, of course, a 2-1 win, got 0 points. Yeah. Clive predicted he was confident going into this game. Very confident. He predicted a 3-0 win, got 0 points. Mitchell, on the other hand, predicted 1-1 draw.
Did you really?
And
you're going away with that, aren't you?
3 points. So, you're not wrong, Bob. The current standings between us are Mitchell on 14, Clive on 9, Bob on 8, Luke on 6.
You guys need to get in the double digits. Fuck.
We do.
I'm getting lonely up here.
You get back down there, Luke.
The humans are on a massive 37 points. Half of that due to Mitchell. AI... 26 points. We've got an 11 point gap for this time.
It's never happened before.
Oh, we're going to get nosebleeds.
Well, Luke's going to fuck it for us. He's gone back to not predicting losses.
He's like, he's said in the group message, we never beat Newcastle. 100% he gives us a fucking, I will win 2-1. So, who's the first game? Tottenham, Newcastle. We haven't got that prediction yet. So, Mitchell, I will predict Arsenal Brentford first because you're clearly looking up the stats.
It just Reece James calendars. Predicting what Mike's going to put.
I'm going to go 2-0 Arsenal against Brentford at home. Hopefully, Saliba's back. Hopefully, Gabriel's. Well, Gabriel's not back for a while. Bob.
Oh, it's such a dodgy one. We don't do that well against Man United. We don't go that well against anyone. I'm going to go
away as well.
2-1 United.
2-1 United. They're on a. I say they're on a bit of an up. They lost to Everton Monday. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Went over Everton had 10 men as well, didn't they?
And they did. Yeah, that's right. They showed Chelsea how to do it, but Chelsea weren't able to.
But we didn't lose.
You didn't. That's
true. We did go 1-0 up as well.
You did. But. Can it hold on? Mitchell. Pleasure. Leeds away.
No Caicedo.
No Caicedo.
3-1 Chelsea.
Ooh. I think you're probably right for that one.
That's getting closer to Christmas. That ain't happening.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Down here
and
now.
Then I'm going to take your prediction against Bournemouth, Mitchell. You've got 2 away games on the trot.
Yeah, see, look, it's not fair. They're out to get us. How have Bournemouth been doing lately?
3-2 with us. They lost
3-2 to Sunderland.
Well, they've not won in 4. Fuck. Oh, they'll fucking beat us then, won't they? Why do I feel next, like
so they might win that one?
I feel like my prediction would be different if they lose midweek.
If it wasn't December.
And if it was in December. Why do I feel like we'll lose points to Bournemouth?
Because you know Chelsea.
And Caicedo, he'll still be out, won't he? Is it 3 games?
It'll be 3 games.
Yeah. And Bournemouth are, to be honest, they're one of those teams that I feel like Chelsea might struggle with because they are exactly. Very get at you kind of team. And it's whether your defence can handle it or not. And if you ain't got Caicedo, who knows?
Oh, man.
Who knows?
Do you know what? I don't know whether to go for like a little sneaky 1-0 or a draw.
I'd go for a loss if I was you.
1-1 draw. I do feel like we'll lose it though.
I feel go like that's goals then. Galore. That
no, 1-1 draw.
All right, Luke, draw. Jesus. Yeah. Bob, you've got Brighton away after United away. 2-0.
Wow, Bob.
Brighton are like 5th in the league now, isn't it?
Yeah, they're shit, mate.
Arsenal don't have Villa away,
which is good timing because Villa are turning up lately.
They are, yeah, so we need to be there, stop them from doing that. I'm going to go 2-1 Arsenal win.
It's going to be a draw.
Right, and Tottenham, who we don't have Luke's prediction for yet, they've got Newcastle away and then Brentford at home, so they'll probably beat Newcastle away and then lose to Brentford at home. Right, AI's predictions. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
No, it's not a minute, though, is it?
I mean, I've got to get 2 lots of results up.
So that's a full second instead.
Yeah. I mean, you lose your chance
this,
here.
All this processing power.
Oh, you talk to each other enough anyway.
Right, shut up. All right, shut up, I've got them.
Hey, Clive.
Bob.
Clive.
Bob.
There we go.
Right. It has predicted 2-1 to Tottenham against Newcastle. It's on the 2-1 fucking bandwagon again at the moment. It has predicted 1-1 Leeds-Chelsea. AI, you are not with it this season. It has predicted a 2-2 Manchester United-West Ham.
Wow.
Interesting.
So, God, I think there's points here, boys. There's points to be made. It has then predicted a 2-1 Arsenal v Villa. Oh, it's also predicted. I should have said the Arsenal-Brentford score first as well, shouldn't I? Because that's the game that's first. It's predicted 3-0 Brentford. Arsenal to beat Brentford 3-0. Whoa, that would be well out there. So, yeah. 3-0 Arsenal against Brentford, then 2-1 against Aston Villa. Arsenal to win against Villa as well. So, yeah.
Struggles when it's two games.
It's predicted Tottenham 2, Newcastle 1. It has predicted the other Tottenham game as a 2-2 ones for Tottenham, both wins. It's given West Ham a win against Brighton 2-1. Chelsea leads 1-0, and then Chelsea Bournemouth 2-1 Chelsea.
I think it would probably be the other way around.
You think that, do you? Why do you
maybe
not predict
2-1 midweek and then 1-0? I'm sticking with it.
It's fucking Luke Jaw with Tottenham as well, isn't it? Thinking Tottenham are going to beat Newcastle 2-1 and then double it up and beat fucking Brentford 2-1. Well, that's it. I'm just rambling now, so we're going to end it. Any last words, Bob?
Love you.
Love too. Mitchell, any last words?
Hate you.
I also hate you.
I also hate you. Not you.
Thank you, Bob.
You, Mitchell.
Your club's shit, Mitchell.
Yeah.